Late this evening, one of the world's great entertainers and musicians, John Lennon of the Beatles, was shot outside his New York home. So we begin tonight by bringing you up to date on that story. John Lennon was shot three times at around 11 p.m. Eastern Time. He was rushed to New York's Roosevelt Hospital, but died a few minutes later. Police have a suspect in custody whom they describe only as a local screwball. Lynn, just bring us up to date, would you? What happened? How did it happen? Under what circumstances did John Lennon die?
Apparently, Ted, it happened around 10 o'clock this evening. John Lennon and his wife Yoko Ono, I'm told, were returning from a recording session or somewhere else in a limousine, got out of the limousine to their apartment at the Dakota, where they were shot by a man who has been described, as you have said, by the police as deranged or a kook or something like that. Immediately, John Lennon was brought right here to Roosevelt Hospital. This is only about 13 blocks away from his apartment, so it didn't take too long to get him here. According to Dr. Stephen Loon, who's the director of emergency room services here, he just gave us a briefing. He said that Lennon was brought here this evening shortly before 11 p.m. He was dead on arrival. There were extensive resuscitation efforts that were made, but none of them did any good. There were transfusions that were attempted. None of them were able to save his life. He apparently had multiple wounds in his chest. The doctor said there were seven wounds, but he could not tell exactly how many bullet shots that meant. He knew that it was a gun, but he couldn't say what kind of gun, nor could he say how close the shots had been fired, nor whether they were from the front or from the rear. He said there was signs of injuries of the major blood vessel in his chest, and that is clearly what he died from. Also, the doctor said that apparently Lennon was dead at the moment of the first shot. He could tell that by the size of the injuries. Once again, they tried everything that they could to revive him, and there was absolutely nothing they could do. And once again, the suspect is in custody. Yoko Ono was here with John Lennon when he was brought in. She was at his side. And the hospital has been pretty much surrounded with fans and other onlookers since the event happened. Ted?
Lynn, what happened at the scene? Were there any eyewitnesses who described what happened?
Yeah, Ted, apparently there were a number of eyewitnesses, and the police got everybody together rather quickly. They are all at the precinct right now. We haven't been over there yet. I assume that's where we're headed next.
All right, Lynn Scherer, thank you very much indeed. That then, the latest on John Lennon, shot and killed this evening at the age of 40. He leaves behind his widow, Yoko Ono, and a small child.